Good afternoon and welcome to this week's pod. Hope you're well. My son woke up this morning and he goes, yes, this is the last full week before the Easter holidays. Don't forget those Easter holidays kick off at the Thursday is our last day next week. Thursday next week is our last day. Bring it on. I was speaking to a parent earlier and we both agreed that we're looking forward to an improvement in the weather. Apparently, this has been, fact, the wettest 12 months ever on record. Something like that. Hoping for some sunshine. It does make the soul feel slightly better, doesn't it? Forget his parents' evening this week. You should have booked your slot. And for that reason, there are no after-school clubs apart from homework club this week. If you haven't booked a slot and you still would like one, and please, 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 we'd like everybody to come to parents' evening, you can phone the office up to book a slot. Don't forget, this Friday is a non-uniform day in return for chocolate for the Easter raffle, and those raffle tickets should be out or coming out very, very soon. Thank you to the PTFA for sorting all of that out. Don't forget, we are having our volunteer morning this Saturday, kicking off at 8 through to, you know, however long it takes us, lunchtime latest, I'm hoping. I'm providing bacon sarnies, teas and coffees. If you would like to help, just fill out the form. I will send that out to you again, just in case you missed it last week and when I sent it out again on Friday. We need to bring tools. If you've got a drill, bring a drill with you, a hammer. We're going to be moving fence posts. We're going to be trying to lay some decking down, washing down bits and bobs. We'll try and give you all of the materials, but Mr. Benson and I are meeting tomorrow morning, so I'll be able to give like a body of works, a scheme of works, so you know exactly what we're doing, what you can bring, and what skills you can bring to the table. But look, any help would be really appreciated. So looking forward to seeing you all bright and breezy Saturday for our volunteer morning. Just my weekly general WhatsApp reminder. If the children are using devices at home and using any sort of messaging apps, please, please, please keep an eye on what they're sending and give them that opportunity to have the digital detox. I know I say this a lot, but that digital detox is really, really important. And you know, give them that time away from devices. I was that really horrible dad this weekend, actually, and my son's got an Xbox, and I've got the Xbox Family app on my phone, and he was spending hours playing on the Xbox. So I said to Mrs. Patterson, I said, actually, do you know what? I think we need to reduce the amount of time he's on his Xbox. So I put a 4-hour limit on it, which is massive. It's too much probably anyway, isn't it? Whoa, I tell you what, he wasn't happy this weekend, was he? What? He's almost 13, so he's, you know, you get that Kevin and Perry moment. He's certainly having his Kevin moment. The arms are flailing everywhere. Only 4 hours. I said, look, you can find other things to do, and it's good for you, Joseph, to be doing other things other than just playing on the Xbox or being on your phone. And actually, do you know what? Fair play to him. He had his initial, but then he was out on the trampoline when the weather, when it wasn't raining. He's well into darts at the second. So he was out there throwing darts too and finding other things to do. And it's important, isn't it? Having a good balance of lots of different activities and not just being on electronics because, not great to be doing it all the time. So yeah, just make sure you're checking those WhatsApps, make sure you know what's going on, be informed, and give that time for digital detoxing. At parents' evening this week, we're gonna have some special guests. Mr. Collier is gonna be there, as well as Miss Mace. And Miss Mace is our expert on work and benefits, and she can help you in any which way you would like. I'm going to send out a survey for you to fill out. So if you would like any support from Miss Mace, it doesn't have to be at parents' evening. She'll be able to get in contact with you afterwards. Just fill out the form I'm going to send out alongside the podcast, and she'll be able to give you some more support. That's it from me. Mrs. Nicholson is up with her Oracy Challenge for the week. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at Parents Evening. And don't forget, next Thursday is our open classroom before we finish for the Easter holidays. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you around. Bye.
Afternoon, everybody. Mrs. Nicholson again with her Oracy Challenge. I'm thinking in 2 weeks' time, the clocks are going forward and we jump into the British summertime. And we're really now in the throes of spring. But I wonder what your children particularly like about a certain season, whether it be winter, autumn, spring or summer. What is it they enjoy about it? Why do they like it? Perhaps this week, when you're discussing it, you could start thinking about really answering those questions, beginning with because. So introduce the sentence stem. I particularly like summer because I can play out in the garden and I can have a hose on and it's fun. So really extending those sentences to just develop a conversation. Thanks very much, guys. Bye.